Dreamscape presents Murder in the Afternoon by Francis Brodie, narrated by Derin Edwards. Saturday, 12th of May, 1923, Great Applewick. Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, grew worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried on Sunday. That was the end of Solomon Grundy. Old rhyme. Prologue. Harriet held the cloth-covered basin in her thin hands, feeling the warmth. She and Austin trod the well-worn path from their long strip of back garden on Nether End. Mam wasn't home. She'd hurried off to Town Street to buy the woodbines that Harriet accidentally on purpose forgot when she and Austin went to do the Saturday shop. Mam wanted a new house. She was sick to death of living in the back of Beyond's backside. The path led through a meadow of primroses, buttercups and daisies. Far off, the church clock struck five. Austin puffed at a dandelion clock.
"It doesn't work. This dandelion says 3 o'clock."
Harriet, never short of an answer, sighed at his babyish ideas.
"Dandelion clocks have Saturday afternoons off. They belong to the Dandelion Clock Union."
He always believed her, believed her every word.
"Why is Dad still at work?" "He has a special job to finish." "The sundial?"
"Yes." When they reached the stile, Harriet handed him the basin till she got to the top. He passed it back to her and she climbed down. Some of Conroy's sheep grazed here with their new lambs. One of the sheep would let...